200,000 Medicaid patients will now be a part of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. The patients had been served by Dallas-based Steward Health Choice Arizona, which was acquired by Blue Cross Blue Shield. The move affects some 200,000 people in northern and central Arizona who receive health care through the state's Medicaid system, the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, also known as ACCESS. In a news release, Blue Cross Blue Shield Arizona says no significant changes are planned. Joining us to talk about what this acquisition means to patients, healthcare providers, and the rest of us is Jim Hammond. He's CEO and publisher of the Hertel Report, which covers the Arizona healthcare industry. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the significance of this merger?
Well, this puts Blue Cross Blue Shield in all market segments in Arizona. They have long been touted as, you know, a provider of healthcare for all Arizonans, but really the access market segment they have not been active in until now.
Is that
so? That's the big news.
Is that good for a healthcare, like for an insurance provider? We hear so much about how Medicaid doesn't pay that well. You know, the reimbursement rates aren't so good. Is this an industry or a part of the industry that a company like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona would be hot to get into?
Well, yes. The Arizona Access Program is a program where the health plans have made money. In fact, just a year ago, Access awarded contracts, new contracts to the managed care plans, and there was unprecedented competition to get into the Medicaid program here in Arizona. So there is money to be made on Medicaid in Arizona.
Jim, let's talk about the difference between a for-profit, out-of-state company to a not-for-profit, Arizona-based company. What sort of difference, if any, does that make?
Well, I think initially you're not going to see much difference. I think it's going to take some time for the Blue Cross Blue Shield culture and systems to take place and to take over from the Steward systems and their culture. But I really don't think that in the long run that the members are going to be impacted that much. The benefit plans are the same. Those are mandated by the state. The whole program is administered and managed by the state. So I don't think that much of this will be different for the members until maybe 2 or 3 years down the road when Blue Cross Blue Shield really takes over and it's their folks that are running it.
Is there any difference for a provider or an insurance company like this in terms of covering Medicaid patients versus private insurance patients?
Well, yes, there are definitely differences. Most of them are in the benefit plan. You know, the most commercial benefit plans have some sort of a balance between patient responsibility and insurance responsibility. With the Access benefit plan, there really is no patient responsibility. So that's the first major difference. The other differences are coverages for certain things like non-emergency medical transportation. We're talking about a different population here that does not have resources. And so Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona will have to change and morph and take on some of the attributes of a Medicaid provider, whereas they've been more of a commercial and Medicare provider until now.
Jim, you follow obviously very closely the state of the healthcare industry in general. I want to ask this in more of a transactional way. Does this indicate that there are other opportunities for a Blue Cross Blue Shield or someone else as our health system changes, becomes in some cases more complicated, in some cases less? I mean, could we see more acquisitions, more mergers of this type?
Well, I think we might be done with them. We've seen some already where Care First, which is now a WellCare company, was recently purchased by Centene. So we saw some consolidation already in this market. And so I don't know if we're going to see any more of this Medicaid acquisitions in the short term. I don't see that happening. But across the industry, absolutely, mergers and acquisitions are happening at a pretty significant clip. There is always something brewing. I don't have any inside information about what might be next in the Access world, but I think this is the last big move for a while.
Okay. Jim Hammond, CEO and publisher of the Hertel Report. Jim, thanks for your insights today.
Thank you.